I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. Began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing them in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Ranch Radio. Email your opinions to theman@ranchradio.com or to Sumerian@info@ranchradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Whoa! Everybody out there in the world, hello. It is show number 24 of the Sean Kennedy Show. Tonight's topic, it's the Supernatural Show, which should be very, very cool because I've been able to do a lot of links, and a lot of people know that I'm very interested in the Supernatural because the Supernatural is very, very cool. Sam, on the other hand, thinks that the Supernatural is stupid and doesn't exist. Even though there's more evidence of the supernatural than there is that we landed on the fucking moon, Sim still does not want to believe that there's such a thing. We die, we're dead, that's it, game over, everybody's ever seen a ghost is on crack. So I'm just like, whatever.
Sounds good to me.
You're a pinhead. Okay, so before we get started on the supernatural show, make sure that you get candles going. Get some candles and light them, turn out all the lights. Because although I'm talking fast now, I will eventually be talking slowly and building mood. And I want to make sure, because I have the most cool thing to show you how to do with candles. At one moment during the show tonight, I'm going to do a really cool thing that I was taught by a guy I know named Peerless. Peerless the Magnificent, he's a magician. And I'm going to do this through the web with every candle that everybody's lit. This is going to be very slick, so
very
check this
cool.
out. Yeah, this is very, very cool.
That sounds great.
So, don't worry, we're not going to do it for a little bit, but go get your candles and turn out the lights now. All right? So, before we go any further, let's go on You Are Still while we haven't been shot out of the air free to distribute this broadcast until, you know, Carp or fucking Tariff 22 or any other fish that wants to come along and kick our ass. You can copy this, you can distribute this, even after, you know, they ban it. You can still mirror it and rebroadcast the show, do whatever you want to do. That's very cool. Special shouts to Norse in Norway, who is rebroadcasting the show and will be showing it.
He rocks!
He rocks Zors, very hard Zors, and we love that shit very much. Going through the IRC tonight, holy crap, is there ever a lot of people in the IRC tonight?
Thank you for showing up!
Yeah, thank you for showing up, you gladiatorial vultures, you. Because I know why they're actually here. They want to see if I'm going to get killed tonight or I'm going to explode or something.
At my house.
Great. In the IRC. Great. At the beginning of the show. Holy crap, this is huge. Very cool, by the way. If you want to do anything to help the production of the show, get two people to listen. If everybody listening gets two people to listen, if you do the math and replicate it inside of, like, you know, 6 months, we'll take over the earth. Okay, I'll get better ratings than Oprah. And don't you think that I recommend better books than Oprah? Thanks
oh, yeah.
much.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really. So going through the IRC, we got GM Martin, Laboratory Rat, Abadubi, Agent Mulder, Alien Binary, Aural Sex, Bastard Guy, Who Does the Very Cool, Bitter Couch Comic, Kebit, Capone X, Cerulean, Coppertop, Counter Six, Coppertop, who sent me some cool links, Countersink, Creepy Skitty, Delusion, haven't seen you before, Dacid, Dead Sun, Delamorte, Disturbed, Enochian, Guardian Super Chicken, Goat Neuralize. I can do that. Gorka, Hybrid Theory, thanks for the links. Id Fungus, Jodath Moore, Id Fungus who does...
Id Fungus
who flexes mightily and does awesome comics with Goon Squad.
Yeah.
He did two more comics for Goon Squad and they're sex horse.
They're so sweet.
Oh my god. Goon Squad, Sean blows Goon Squad. Oh my god. They're just like... Houston 500 with Goon Squad. It's just crazy. Jodath Moore, Kadath, Kexler, Leshek, Lep, Live, Mary, Be Right Back. Get back here. Matt, _, Maddie, Misconduct, and no doubt her Fish Magnum is listening. Mr. Echo, No Deal Ness, Nikutai Yama. I can't see the rest of his name because it runs off the IRC. let me get it over here so I can read this thing.
Nikutai
Yamazumi! Hey, I hope you're listening from Japan. If you are, that'd be very cool. Don't think we've had Japanese listeners before. Norse, very cool in Norway. Obkami, Pipimo, Professor Scott Harker, Pyra Quoth. Hey!
Whoa.
Reverend Streamjacker OJ. Yes, yes. Poor,
go, Reverend, go.
Poor Orbit Juice, I guess, got nailed everything. And he's streamjacking, and he, like, sends me this message.
It's
going, you want to tell these people to fuck off and stop attacking my system because I'm not fucking with you?
They won't listen to me.
They won't listen to me. Do not fuck with DJ Ojive.
It's all okay.
He's not the one. We own his system.
We've got backdoors all throughout his system. It's okay.
He ain't doing shit. Scare VTM, Shadow 4, Sir Dark Sloth 736, Spanky, Sphinxter, Tantrix, Stout Cheese, The Bug, Thorn, Turmoil 187, or Turmoil 87, sorry. Wildcard, yeah, what's up? Wildcard, you want to light candles and get high. Remember a while ago I was telling you wanted to get high for an episode? This is the one. WS yeah. Ninja, Zandad, Lady Wolf, Normal, Sarah Goblin, and Transistor. Transistor, who sent me some mad-ass links. Next week's episode is going to be all about wireless anarchy and the damage which we can do using wireless and just fuck
these
guys.
The way to go, baby.
Wireless is the shit. Anyway, but so that's what next week's show is going to be about.
Stay here, though.
Stay here for this show, though, because this is a supernatural one. If you need to get in the RC, Sam, how do they do that?
They go to the webpage and click on... Oh, go to webpage rantradio.com. And click on chat, or they can download MIRC or your other favorite type of IRC client and go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel.
Cool, cool.
Oh, wake up.
Cool. Sorry, I was reading the IRC and had a hold of my soul again. Fucking IRC.
Do I have to put blinders on this monitor here?
Sorry.
Yeah. No. So as you're all getting candles, know that after you download this show tonight or after you're done listening to the show, you want to head right on over to Skull Crew Labs, because Skull Crew Labs is the only decent news site that I've read in the last little while, which is really cool.
They're very cool.
And they just started doing an audio magazine, much like how I used to do a brainwashing.
Yeah, they're telling
me. It's Mixter and Noisemaker.
I heard a couple. Very unique.
Very cool. Interesting. Yeah, very cool stuff. And you know what? It's free. It's free media. It's an alternative media. It's truly alternative media. And they're not broadcasting. So, hey, downloadable stuff means they can't regulate. So go fuck yourself. You suck. So that's very, very cool. In the house tonight, extra special guest, we have Professor Scott Harker.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's sick. Very well, thank you.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Now, as everyone knows, that me and the prof here, we're members of Para, www.para.net, and we hunt the supernatural.
We do.
As a job. Now, what a lot of people don't know is that your accent is actually genuine.
It is.
I have my doubts.
Many people don't believe this, but it's very, very true. Yeah. I am British. For my sins, I am British.
Yeah, well, yeah, but so why do we call you Scotty?
Well, I'm actually half Scottish.
Oh.
A lot of people don't know this
either.
Not a
pure blood, then.
Well,
that explains the teeth.
Hey, skeptics, fuck
they're
off.
They're actually good.
good teeth.
British teeth.
That's
good
why you got the good teeth.
Good accent.
Yeah.
And good clothes.
Good clothes.
Right.
Got a goth right out.
Even better boots.
Even better, yeah. He's got the New
Don't
Rock
specials. Don't fuck with the boots.
Yeah, he's got the New Rock specials. Download any Cradle of Filth video, and that's what the boots that...
yes, yes.
You'll see my boots the right
got.
There.
They're very, very cool.
Very nice.
Very, very nice.
I need a pair.
So let's stop screwing around and...
Want me to do my things?
Oh, yeah, yeah, do your carp things.
Okay. Well, as pretty much all everybody knows now, carp did pass since last show, or did it pass last show? I can't remember if we told them.
I think it's fucking gone.
It is. It's all over. Like, every stations are shutting down all over the U.S. It's actually very, very upsetting. And I've got some links here. This is Smokehouse set up this one. This is like Station Graveyard, this one.
Oh, really?
He's posting all of the stations that are shut down because of carp.
Oh, my God.
He's going to add to it as it goes. So if you know of any other ones that have shut down, there's the link. Just private message Smokey there or ICQ him.
Double-click on that link.
Do it,
there.
Scotty. Do it.
Prof.
Do it.
That means you grab the mouse and click on the fucking link.
Oh, I'll show very, there you go. That's how it works there.
Yeah, keep up.
This new technology, I don't know.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, I'm going to post some links for the legal speak, which I can't understand.
Smokey, the price of greed.
Want to
scroll that
R-I-A-A.
Down to see how many... There's a special place in hell for these people. Yeah, no shit, buddy.
And here we go. Shoot.
Casually, let's just start more music. Tags, Trance, and Summer FM has gone. More to come. Also, Smokey, unfortunately, buddy, so has, we just discovered that Blue Mars is gone. Cryosleep is gone.
Zero Beats.
I think they're all the same.
They're all the same thing. That was a great station.
It was like uber ambient. Like,
that's what I was looking for tonight to put on in the background to give the mood. But
no, fucking dead.
All gone.
Yeah. So
very upsetting. There's the legal speak version and the sort of somewhat understandable version that people can look at, and it went down from the very high 14 cents per 1,000 listeners to the oh so not reasonable 7 cents per 1,000 listeners, which still knocks everyone off the air.
Yeah, so it's only 50% insane versus 100% insane.
And here's the great story on the RIAA site about them crying about the 7 cents. Oh, we didn't get our 14 cents.
Yeah, you can be sucking my cock, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
And here's an article about...
RIAA on the bang bus. That's what I want. Thank you very much. Anyway.
Getting fucked
on the bang bus. I'm sorry. Slap happy RIAA. Anyway.
And check out this link that I just posted on CNN.
Oh, okay. What's this?
This is great. No, not that one. That one.
There you go.
Double click on that one. No, you failed.
Bear with me.
All right. Get it.
Oh, you moved the mouse again. You're like teaching a 70-year-old. Don't move the mouse when you click.
Two clicks. Fuck.
And
guess
what?
CNN money. No shit.
That
was a more accurate title.
Declares that Netcasters win. We win. All right. Oh, wait. No, we lost. Nice spin they put on it, huh? Netcasters win ruling.
No, you fucking morons.
Yeah. No, that's why they're all getting knocked off the air.
You fucking dinks. Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
Really, really nice there.
Whatever.
So,
I mean, that.
So that's getting knocked off the air left, right, and center down the U.S. And I'm still investigating whether we're going to be knocked off our U.S. mirror or not. It looks like not so far. It's looking very good because
it's
of all the permissions that we get from the artists.
Which is good because we are a legit pirate radio station. So they can't really fuck with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
and here is the link for the one that we're going up against up here in Canada, which is much, much worse. Here's the Tariff 22.
Which is guaranteed to kick our fucking monkey ass.
Guaranteed to kick our ass. So if that passes, we're out of here, and we'll have to think of something else to get us on the air again.
Yeah, however, do not fear, because I'm here to tell you, Rant Radio is the R2-D2 of internet broadcast radio stations.
We'll survive
all
six episodes.
We survived the dot-com crash. We just survived people trying to buy our station. Motherfucker, we will survive this if I have to broadcast from my laptop in my fucking van.
Okay? That's right, wandering around.
Because that's how this shit works. I will never, ever go off the air. I don't care how long I live. It is so ingrained in my nature there that no matter what happens, I will never forget to broadcast. I could live to be a million years old, and I will still, and whenever I can, however possible, try to get the message through. I'm sorry. You may as well just make me a signalman right now.
Sean will climb up on the ladder and
I will
shout with his voice.
I will climb on a fucking ladder and go get myself a bullhorn and make like Pop will eat itself. I'm fucking sorry, man. It's just,
One of the stations that was shut down was broadcasting this message over and over again on their station after they were shut down. So I want to play this right now.
Sure, do it.
It's quite good.
Cool. What is it?
I can't remember what the station is, but it's in there.
Play it.
Hi, this is Big J from moremusicradio.net, and I'm afraid I have to be the bearer of bad news. We're fucked! In spite of countless pleas from people like you, the listeners and fans of streaming internet radio, the U.S. Copyright Office has made the unfortunate decision in setting rates that, as we've been telling you for some time now, are so unrealistically high that we're simply unable to afford to operate moremusicradio.net any longer. So all of us at moremusicradio.net would like to thank you for listening, for your emails to your congressmen, and of course, for all your support. At this point, our only hope is that with the internet stations like moremusicradio.net silenced, that the Copyright Office will understand that we are correct in saying that the CARP royalty rate recommendations were so costly that they would force us to discontinue operations, and that in view of the reality that many internet radio stations are gone, they will retract the new royalty fees and come up with something that's based on a percentage of revenue, so that if we have revenue to share, we can. But if we don't, we are still able to serve you and provide exposure to artists that would otherwise be unheard. But until that day, please visit our website often at moremusicradio.net for any new developments. We hope the final chapter is yet to be written, and thank you again for your support.
not to be calling anything down or anything like that, but the chance of them rescinding, the chance of giving money is, you got to be pretty high to believe that that's going to happen, man. I'm sorry, that's just fucked.
It's unfortunate, right, but it is, yeah.
And piss me off, man. Piss me off. So is that the long and the short of what you had to say?
Yeah, I've got a couple more.
Okay, cool. Keep going.
Yep. More Wog the Gathering cards.
Oh.
They just keep coming.
Oh, sex.
And they're better and better and better. You can look at them on there when you click it on. So I'm going to post that in the IRC, the direct link. Here we go. Double click on that. Oh, Scotty's getting better.
Oh, there he is.
Here we go.
That's that hand-eye coordination thing.
It is, yeah.
He doesn't have to. He knows he doesn't have to press so hard with the buttons. Okay, what are we doing
scroll
here?
Scroll all the way down to the bottom. Watch them all come in.
Holy crap.
They're a bit big, and I'm probably going to make thumbnails, because this will be huge for people to load.
Especially if you're on dial-up.
So,
and of course, now we got...
they're coming in.
They're loading. In. Fuck, we're on fat bandwidth here, and we're, like, hogging out. No one's going to be able to see these fucking things.
They can... Just click on the link and watch it after the show.
That's right. You betcha. What do we got here? We got...
Okay, where do we stop?
We had the Falling Chair. They were Artifact, which was New Year's Eve web showdown impersonating... Was this Down Arrow?
Yeah, it's Down Arrow.
Yeah. Okay, so we go... Da-da-da. We have Dial-Up. Summon Bad Connection. All logs on 128 stream receive +3 +3 on any Dial-Up log. Hawaiian Modem. that's awesome. Endless Stream. Enchanted Creature. What the hell is this? Gets +X +0. Broadcasting since January 3rd, 1999.
Endless Stream.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's got the Rant Radio headphones on there.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, fat. Okay, very cool. Wall of Flame. A creature wall. Walls can't attack. Wall of Flame may block any number of derogatory comments to cast each caster's turn. It's like the Special Olympics. Yeah, a Wall of Flame. Okay, I get it. Yeah.
Flaming.
It's like the Special Olympics. Even if you win, you're still retarded. Summon Rats. Oh, my God. There's a van that's, like, covered in rats. That's fucked up. Lab Rat has power and top to equal to number of wogs in play. These cookies are for Jew.
Yeah, these are all Lab Rat stuff.
Oh, Lab Rat. Oh,
yeah,
nice.
He did all these.
Leet Manga, or Leet Mana. Tandy, TRS-80. That's awesome. And all it has is a picture of a Tandy here at TRS-80. Mavis Beacon, Summon Typing Teacher, Leet Haxor.
Summon Typing Teacher.
Controls any Leet Mana. Mavis is unblockable. Damage done by Mavis creatures is reduced to zero. Mavis. Mavis on Bank Bus. Plague. Plague, sorcery, target, sacrifices, +4 creatures, takes 2 damage. Mavis, the plague. Okay, I don't get it.
Lab rat, plague.
Oh, getcha.
Yep.
Static jacking. Oh, no. I didn't even want to talk about that this show. Sorcery, spends the game for 4 hours, while one wheels, shovels, and hunts for maker of static. In 7 days, we'll start. Yeah, whatever. I suppose I should address that.
Static jacking equals funny.
Yeah, it is funny, but, I mean, I don't know what the fuck's going on. We had... Whoever is doing it, we didn't get you on the last one, but if you keep fucking around, dude, your options are going to run out. And you really, really don't want to fuck with me. Okay?
There is power here.
Yeah, there is there is some ability here.
Fuck with the power, out go the light!
Yeah, and I'm not going to sit here and reduce the threats, but...
No.
But, you know, I don't know what you're trying to do, but fuck off. Anyway,
continuing on,
moving right along,
we have a new South Park character in there, so I'll click on that link.
South Park.
It's kind of funny, we did this at work, too. We did everyone in South Park. It was awesome.
Who's the new South Park?
This is Neuralize. What a bad mouse.
Bad mouse. Evil mouse. Neuralize with a bunch of wog cards.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. We got to make a South Park cartoon and guest star ourselves or something.
We need a professor card. I think we should have a professor
card. Hey, where's the professor card?
There is no professor card. We should have a, you know, all black mana creatures. Got to make it so that we can get some of the original Magic the Gathering creatures in there, too. You know, it's it has automatic protection from black.
Yeah, try to make it somewhat playable.
That'd be cool. Yeah, black creatures cannot attack Professor. All dark mana creatures run in play, obviously. does +8/+8 with Kukri. You know, some shit like that. Like, just, you know, Slaughterhouse, and makes all female characters turn to any female creature in play automatically sides with Professor's sexy voice.
Well, that's right.
And we have we asked for some promos, I think, last week or a couple weeks
ago. That's right, we did.
And they're coming in. We need some more. We've got some. We've got.
Well, we can still use them.
We've got French.
Because we're still in the air.
French, Italian, Spanish, Japanese, and German.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool.
So if anybody can fill in the blanks of some other ones.
Yeah, Portuguese, Polish, Russian, some Russian ones, especially because Russian's a lot like German, you know.
Yes, very.
You know, Dasha boy, you know, whatever. Get some, make it like, or do like the Japanese one we got, which is just like, yeah, it's just like, oh, total, you know, fucking asteroids bullshit, you know. We're going to put some like xylophone music in the background. It'll be great. But anyway, so
We'll air them when we get some more in.
Yeah,
so send some in. I know some of you out there can speak other languages.
Cool. So what else we got?
I got the link for that movie. You want to talk about the movie?
Yeah, that's what I was going to go on to. See, the other night, we were in the video store. And you know that time when you're going to look for the movies in the video store? We wanted to go see They Live because we haven't seen it forever, and it's a really good movie. If you haven't seen it, you should see it. But they didn't have They Live, so we went and tried to find something else. But my wife was with us, so I couldn't get the movies I wanted to get.
How about this, honey?
So no. Caged Women was out, and 1-7, and I'm like, what the fuck? So, of course, that all came out as, okay. And I wound up breaking down, and we were looking around. And I settled down on Left Behind. That's right. Left Behind, like as in my left ass cheek. Okay? It was just the worst fucking film with Kirk Cameron. You ever wonder what happened to Kirk Cameron? Yeah, that's right.
This is what happened to Kirk Cameron.
This is what the fuck happened to Kirk Cameron. Like, the only cool psycho Christian out there is Mr. T. And that's because he is so obviously a fucking nut that it's cool, you know? It's like, yeah, Jesus with me. No one fucks with Jesus. I put these gold chains on. Me and Jesus, I overclock Jesus.
I pity the fool.
Jesus
don't side with Jesus.
My overclock Jesus come by and make the blind man have three eyes. You know, like, what the hell? You know, it's just way out of control.
And it did have a trailer for a Mr. T. Jesus movie.
Yeah, and oh, he's in this, like, you see, God is on trial, and they're not going to put God on trial. So I'm the devil, right? I'm just like, oh, my God.
That was the
Cloud
best part of the
10
movie.
Productions. When you see Cloud 10 Productions, run. Okay,
I had a dream about Cloud 10 Productions.
No!
I did.
You gotta know they got some subliminal shit in that movie.
I was walking down the street in my dream, and I look at a big sign, Cloud 10 Productions.
And you started to scream.
I ran away, and then they had Cloud 13 Productions. Of course, it's a dream, so it's like, really fucked up.
When did Sylvia Saint show up?
Yeah, they were producing porn movies. It said Christian porn on the sign, and I'm like,
now that would be some boring shit. Or it'd be like really, really hardcore heinous sodomy based shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Confess
your sins.
Okay, Father.
Yeah, that's just wrong. So, but anyway, we watched this movie. Now, I do not recommend seeing this movie.
No.
So I'm going to spoil the fuck out of this, okay? what is African Love Turtle? Hello, and hello to Mom, Mrs. African Love Turtle. In case you just tuned in, Left Behind is essentially about the rapture. The rapture, for those people who don't
get it. Cool concept.
Yeah, the rapture is a neat idea if you're on crack. Okay, the idea here is that God is going to... See, there's two schools of thought. I used to argue Christian theology, so I'm a little bit up on this shit. See, there's two schools of thought on the book of Revelation. See, there's the pre-trib and post-trib crowd. God's going to come back and kick everybody's ass because he's pissed, right? And the pre-trib crowd thinks that all the Christians are going to fuck off and vanish off the planet along with all the innocent children. And that will be what they call the rapture, where all the Christians get taken to heaven to be with God. Or killed. Anyway, you look at that. That can be interpreted a number of fucking ways.
One way or the other. Well,
you know,
they're not
be,
alive anymore.
Now, this is the kind of thing that people go, yeah, well, you know, eventually the rapture will come and I'll be swept away. And that's when I go, wait, you're crazy! That's the kind of shit that I'm talking about. And
yeah, you see,
like,
those bumper stickers.
And, you know, in case of rapture, this car will be empty. And I'm like, in case of rapture, I'm going to your fucking house and I'm getting your stereo, biatch. In case of rapture, eBay is going to be loaded with Christian loot. You know? I'm going to go to your house, get your big-ass screen TV you got while fucking your babysitter, and put it on eBay! Anyone want this cross? It's on eBay. Gold cufflinks from the churches on eBay. Everything's on eBay.
I took another spin on this movie. All of a sudden, it was heaven on earth. All the Christians were gone. All the crazy people were gone.
Now, here's the other one.
Yes!
Here's the other one. I'm like, what? The RIA is gone? What? The Focus on the Family is gone?
The MPA is
Chipper
gone?
Gore is gone? The Chipper sticker's gone? Fuck man. Let's elect Joe Biafra as president and fucking run with this pig. You know, seriously. Ice-T is now the Minister of Education. Let's
Woo-hoo!
Go. I'm sorry, but... So I'm sitting there, we're watching the movie. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, if there happen to be any psycho Christians with a brain listening to this, or people who know, but in the film, Everybody's on the plane. They're flying along, la-di-da-di-da. And, of course, the guy totally overreacts. She's like, the perfect wife is like, honey, I'm having the pastor over the house. And he's like, ah, whatever, bitch. I hate you and your stupid Christian friends.
It was great.
Raw! It's like reading one of those stupid little pamphlets they hand out, those sharp booklets or whatever. I'm like, fuck.
Everyone's a Satanist who's not a Christian.
Yeah, if you're not a Christian, and of course, all the Christians fuck off. And everyone's like fighting and trying to kill each other. Thank God the Christians are here. We'd all be like beating the living rat fuck out of each other.
I'd have no control.
I'd be like, yeah, I get to fuck my sister because there's no Christians on the neighborhood. Like, give me a boo.
Rules are out the window.
Yeah, you betcha. You know, whatever, man. Whatever. So, I'm just like, great. So, we're watching a show. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. In the movie, everything's all grooving along, and all of a sudden, they're on a plane. The parents wake up, and all the children are gone off the plane. Their clothes are still there. It's just like, they did the funky teleport. They're fucking out of there.
My husband wandered
Wandered off naked. And, you know, other
stuff. That was the best line in the movie.
We should rip that movie. We should rip that quotes for that movie for quotes. It was just like, Jesus is the way. You can feel the Lord tugging at your heartstrings. Wah, 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 wah. I want to watch that movie with the They Live glasses and see what the fuck happens.
Whoa.
I'm like, whoa. Anyway, so I'm like, what the hell? So we're watching this movie, and I'm thinking to myself, fuck, man, if I was on a plane and my wife just vanished, like, that plane would be fucking landing now. Like, where's my wife? Sir, you're going to have to return to your seat. Bitch, I'm going to cut your fucking legs off. That's you.
Don't do that. Here.
That's you.
Now I can turn it up again. There you go.
Okay. That's the...
Hello?
Yeah, it's fine. Just don't mess around with it.
Yeah, it's the cord. It's this thing here.
It's the supernatural energy that's coming through.
That's right.
They're We're channeling it.
Wow. Don't get your lips too close because I think this thing tasers you. Anyway, so...
I say.
It does. Yeah, it does.
I will keep you up at night. Anyway, so... Vandergraaf microphone. There you go. There's a fucking prop.
You're doing it again.
I'm not doing anything.
Just put the microphone down. You're not talking right now. Fuck. There, you're out. where was I?
Talking about the airplane.
Right. So, like, fuck, my wife is fucking off. I'd be like, okay, I searched the plane. Wife is gone. And then I realize all the children are gone. Okay, well, let's go land. Now, correct me if I am wrong, but, see, if the people fuck off on the trip. Now, in the movie, all the people who are Christians fuck off. Now, the people left behind didn't make the team. Not going to heaven.
That's it.
You can praise Jesus all you want. You're screwed, okay? You're uber-bitched, okay? You're not going to get out there. You're not going to do it, okay? It's just not going to happen. You're not getting on the plane. You're not, you know, it left. You're left in the station, you know? He's going
no good
the
anymore.
Distance. You know, it's not going to work, okay? You may as well sit there and tattoo a goat head on the back of your body because you're not going to heaven. You can do whatever you like, put your shit on lock. But in the movie, they didn't say that. Of course, people were like, well, we still trust in God. No, he didn't want you. You're fucked. Along with all the Jews, all the Muslims, all the people in the Amazon basin. Yeah, all the rest of us, we're all left here. You betcha. So I'm like, argh. And they're going through the movie. I'd be like, dude, seriously, plane lands. Door opens. Sean sticks his head out and goes, gun store! That's it, I'm gone. That's it. I'm down at the gun store. I go, that's it for me. Next stop, gun shop. Gonna get me a Chenworth fast attack vehicle and fuck it up. Got my hockey mask on and I am Lord Humongous of my very own fucking domain. That is what the fuck is going on there. So I was just like, whatever. Don't get the movie left behind. What the fuck is that?
I've unplugged his.
Okay, we're sorry.
We're very sorry.
Where's?
I don't know.
I don't know what that speaking is. Okay, whatever. Moving right along, we have Bastard Guy did a new anti-Scientology thing on his comic on which is Bitter Couch, www.bittercouch.com, and very Bitter Couch is very, very cool. If you want to check it out, it's they need to learn a little bit about continuity, but other than that, they're pretty funny. Okay, the art's good, but, you know, it'd be nice if two comics had something in common.
And they drew some Scientology stuff.
And they drew anti-Scientology stuff. So my enemy's enemy is my fucking friend.
It works like that.
That's how that shit works. So thank you very much, dudes at Better Couch. Check them out. They're pretty cool. And once they get their shit together and start making a comic regularly, they're
Bastard
very...
Guy says.
Yeah, they're very, very cool.
Yes, there is a sequel to the movie. Don't get either of them.
Which?
Oh, to that.
Oh, yeah, Left Behind 2. I'm thinking about getting it just because I'm, you know, this
gotta
horrible...
find out.
Well, I want to go get one of what the fuck's his name? Cult dude, Bob Larson's videos on, like, you know, tragedy in the toy box and shit like that. You know?
Oh yeah, singing, rip those.
Oh, and just like, you know, is there room for Jesus in your little game here? You know. Like, yeah, we're playing G.I. Joe. Jesus is the Grand Commander, and we're out there killing the teddy bears. Like,
it's like watching
fuck,
the
man.
Flanders TV.
Yeah, it's just messed up, you know, and these people are... I'm actually having an argument. Oh, okay, here's something I need. I'm currently involved in an email debate with a lawyer. Now, don't worry, I'm not getting sued. This guy's a lawyer, but he's an uber-Christian. And I was over at his house with
most
my wife.
Dangerous kind.
And he was talking, because there was a person from Focus on the Family there. And I didn't know they were all at dinner. And this person from Focus on the Family sitting across from me. And they say, what do you do? And I said, blah, blah, blah. What do you do? And I say, I work for Focus on the Family. And I've got to eat the rest of my fucking meal. Okay? And I'm like, So you, like, censor music and stuff. And I'm, if you can imagine me only having dinner with this motherfucker in this lawyer's house. Like, it's a lawyer's house. So you know if I do anything, I'm fucked. Okay? This lawyer's sitting right there. And my wife is, like, looking at me, you know, she's got the taser out, she's got the trank gun with about a billion cc's of Thorazine in there.
I think I'd bite my tongue off if I was sitting at that table.
Yeah, and spit it at him. Oh, I'm sorry. I seem to have bit off my glass and spit it in your fucking face. I have these seizures, you see, whenever I'm confronted with rabid Christian censorship.
Thanks for going after Jell-O.
Thanks for going after Jell-O.
Bitch.
You fuck. Anyway, so I'm just like, okay, whatever. So after they leave, I say, yeah, I never want to see that person again. And they're like, why? Because I'll kill them. Why is that? Because I remember Focus on the Family. They were the assholes who tried to fuck my life when I was playing Dungeons & Dragons in the 80s. And I hate them. And they're like, well, yeah, but, you know, they're not really that bad. I'm like, yes, they are. They are the devil. You know, they are the shit. They're the fucking thing. They're the embodiment of everything that I fucking hate. They are the fundamentalist religious right trying to put the fun back into fundamentalism, okay? They can suck my ass. Of course, that all comes out in, you know, non-swearing motif. Because, again, I used to argue religious theology. So the lawyer goes, well, I'd like to see some evidence on that. And I'm like, no fucking problem. I went home, typed in Focus on the Family censorship, came up with, like, a ton, four
of
the links. And he's like, well, you know, a lot of that is second opinion stuff. So I'm like, no problem, G.
Dig deeper.
So I'm going to put it to all of you. If you can find me concrete evidence, and this will not be hard, okay? Please forward me any information you have of direct reports that are documentable, of Focus on the Family fucking shit up and burning down record stores, and all that good bomb squad stuff, okay? And I would love to get my hands on him, because I'm going to take this lawyer to fucking school. Okay, because there's no, because he's actually a cool guy, and I don't want to see any of these fundamental religious light assholes turn him into a Patty Hearst clone. And
here's 50 links. Sit down.
Here's 50 links. Fucking warm it up, G. And here's some KMFDM to deprogram. So I'm trying to deprogram this lawyer, because hey, if I can convert a lawyer to a log, I'm doing all right.
But oh anyway, yeah.
So I mean, that's okay. Goon Squad Comics, It Fungus, the man.
Woo, 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 woo.
That guy's way out of control. He's
just
awesome. He's done more Goon Squad. He's got an awesome desktop. I have to do a soundbite for him that goes, fuck you, you fucking fuckers! But you can actually rip that. Smokey, you want to rip that and send it to him? Fuck you, you fucking, what the fuck?
I mean,
yeah,
he's even made a category for SKTF.
Yeah, he's magic. The guy has one of the documents, a picture of me foaming at the mouth going pant, 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 wearing a kung fu shirt, which is just like beyond amazing. It's the one before this one.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, oh, fuck. And the guy's art is incredible. I just have such a boner for this guy's work, man. In the middle frame there, me huffing with the fucking shades on. Guy's awesome.
The caricature of Sean is just so amazing.
Yeah, very, very cool.
I'll post that in the IRC there.
Yeah, that's just the best shit ever. So, It Fungus, Rocksource, My Socksource.
I'm even in it.
Yeah, Sim's in it. By the way, if you guys are going to do stuff, make sure you do stuff for Sim, because I would sound like shit.
I look like a gray, though.
You look like a gray in real life. I hate to break this to you there, Chavez. If you eat some red meat, you won't look like a gray anymore. Okay? That's how that shit works.
My eyes aren't that big.
Your eyes are fucking huge. You wear your hat backwards, you look like Eminem.
I don't even wear a hat.
I've never worn a hat. I never was the last five fucking years. So that's cool. But back to Scotty. That means you pick up your mic. Mike?
Let me plug it in again.
Is he in?
Am I on?
Am I on?
Wait.
Say
wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Okay.
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 We're up.
It's not affecting this anymore, is it?
No.
No,
I'm
I don't
good.
Know. What was that?
That was just
that was that noise before, and I thought it was a microphone, so I got rid of it.
It was the darkness.
It's you. It was the darkness.
It was
the
buttered
ambience of the paranormal.
It was my buttered lips from the crumpets.
That's enough.
You
had your fun in the IRC.
That's
I'm
right.
Sorry.
No sex talk.
Getting all the girls hot and heavy.
I'll hit you in the head with
they
a ball.
They like it.
All right, so, Scotty, last time you were in the UK, you brought me back a little Prezi.
I
did. A Prezi, yeah. This was very cool, actually. And I have this on a... this is a very cool thing. And what it is... Just give the story of this thing. Give the story of Glastonbury Tour and the whole history of that. Just go off on that.
Glastonbury Tour is... A lot of people think it's a man-made hill. It's not. It's a natural hill. It's in Somerset, southwest England. It's a very, very, very mysterious place. Originally, it was one of seven hills. It was thought to be the Isle of Avalon. So if you go back in your Arthurian history here, you'll find out about that. It was said, and there's a lot of evidence to suggest this, that King Arthur's castle actually sat upon this hill.
Really?
The it was destroyed.
The castle was.
Yeah, it became a ruin. The stone from that castle was used to build part of the town. It was also used to build a church upon the hill.
Okay. And the tour is actually the hill.
Yeah. Okay. Glastonbury Tor is the hill. So all that's left on top of this hill now is a tower from the church. Now, being as this is part of King Arthur's castle.
Right.
I thought I would pick up a piece of it, bring it back, and give it to you.
Right.
So
I actually have a stone from King Arthur's castle on my fucking mantle.
You do.
Yeah. How cool is that? I got a rock on my mantle. It's got more culture than my whole country.
Okay. It's a very cool looking rock,
it's
too.
It's very slick. It looks like a rock would look like from King Arthur's fucking castle. Now, the thing, yeah, don't worry about that. They have no clue.
quite loud enough.
Yeah, you're loud enough. Don't worry. Another thing that's cool is that this is considered to be a gateway to the fairy underground.
That's
like people say
yeah.
It's a gateway to the fairy kingdom. All the ley lines in Europe converge on that spot.
At one point.
People have walked up the hill and traveled back in time.
That's right.
Now, I got a bit of homework out there, Fight Club style, for our UK listeners who are downloading this or maybe listening. Yeah, whatever, dude. I'm not putting my rock on eBay. Suck my ass. You can go to eBay yourself. But I am going to tell you how to get there yourself. Now, people in the UK, they know where the Glastonbury Tour is, but check this shit out. See, back in the day, they were going to go and they were going to put a water tower up in, for the region there, right? They were going to dig out this water tower. Now, see, there was a church on that hill, and there's a church at the bottom of the hill where, and apparently, there was in, like, back in the day, like in the 15th century and shit, there was tunnels that went all throughout the hill that connected the two buildings. And there's stories of monks going down into the tunnels from the church, and they came back insane. Like, they saw things that drove them mad, like total H.P. Lovecraft shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, no one knows. Now, the church at the bottom is like, you know, your typical European motherfuck church where, you know, everything's all gilded and, you know, you can't even scratch the ground without destroying, like, seven centuries of art, right? So they're not tearing up shit there, okay? But they went up on the hill, and they started digging down to put in this water tower. And when they were putting it in, the dig crews found an entrance to the tunnels. This is documented, okay? So people in the UK can go get the records for the water tower project. And on those records, there'll be a key map. And on that key map, by law, has to be listed the entrance way to these tunnels.
Ooh.
Okay, this was in 1961 or 79. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think it was 61.
It was in the 60s, yeah.
They were doing this shit. So that means that the people in the UK can dig this up. Why would they do this? Because the tour in those tunnels, that's one of the possible places where people honestly believe the Holy Grail might be located. A lot of the loot from the Crusades got stuffed into these tunnels. So, yeah, you want to go down there and dig up some artifacts and put that shit on eBay? Cool. Okay, God only knows what's down there. Maybe that's where Excalibur is. I mean, maybe they didn't put it in Lady of the Lake. I don't know. Fuck. But whatever it is, I mean, there's got to be some gold down there. And fuck the history. That shit's expensive. It's gold. Thank you. You know, melt it down. This is the biggest archives of our history. Great. You can bid on it on eBay. Okay? No problem. Okay? It's very, very nice. And if I could get a gateway down there. Man, if I was in England, fuck, I'd be there now. Okay, I'd be poking around. What are you doing? Nothing. Da, 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 got my shotgun here.
Sean hides the shovel.
Yeah, nothing. Got my shovel going in. Got a kukri. I'm going to fuck it up. I'm going to get the gold. You know, seriously, put it on eBay. You know, what do you got there? That's the skull of our saint. Yep, you know, be on fucking eBay. Keep, stay tuned.
Go
file down the horns.
Go to Glastonbury. It's
go
amazing.
To Glastonbury. It's an awesome place. The whole town is like all about Arthurian shit, too. Like, the whole place is...
I actually had some weird stuff happen when I was there.
Oh, yeah, what happened? Yeah, I remember that. That was cool. Talk about that.
Yeah, I stood on top of the hill. You can actually stand on the top, on the exact spot where all the ley lines converge.
Yeah, cool. Set up a pyramid there and do some meditation.
Right on. So So my sister was doing some filming. She had the camera. She had the I had the wireless mic on. Mm-hmm. She's filming me. She had the headphones on.
For anyone who doesn't know, the prof here has got a Canon GL1 with a whole bunch of goodies and filters and killer mics and shit like that. So he's like runs around filming the fuck out of everything. The dude's way talented. But anyway, carry on.
Smashing stuff. So I'm stood there talking away. My sister stops me and says she could hear voices. Voices coming through the headphones.
Really?
Very, very weird.
Did you get it on tape?
It was recorded, but no voices came out. It was silence.
So she heard voices, but it didn't show up on the tape.
It was like in that Left Behind movie.
Suck my ass, Tim, you skeptic fuck.
The microphone was bitched afterwards.
The microphone was toast.
Burnt out, no good.
Whoa, dude. And that's no shit. That was like, you
that
were
happened.
There and that happened.
That happened. I wouldn't have believed it, but it happened.
Wow.
So, very, very, very weird.
Hmm. Weird. Okay. Another evidence, like, now, that's something you could check out. See, that's the kind of shit I'm interested in. I'm not interested in channeling and stuff, but you can actually go down there and you can find, you know, shit on Glastonbury. Now, another thing that's cool is on the Isle of Skye, there's the ferry bridge.
Ah, that ferry bridge.
Now, this is some cool shit. You can actually go there and see this thing. Now, what's the score about that?
It's a small stone bridge, the ancient bridge that crossed over to one of the old roads on the Isle of Skye. It's in the north of the island, and I used to spend a lot of my time there. Very, very peaceful place. Now, the story...
For everyone who doesn't know, this is another bit of Scotty, you know, Professor Scott Harker history. He actually lived in one of them really cool sod huts, like from the movie Highlander. He lived in one of those things for a fucking year, wandered around the Isle of Skye, taking the sexiest photos you've ever seen in your life of landscape.
Awesome photos.
You should see... We're going to post these photos up there so you guys can have them as desktops and shit, but they're magic, okay? Like, and he's like, oh, I don't know if I like them, and I'm like, hit you in the face with a shovel. It's just... Yeah, they're so good. So, but anyway, carry on. Sorry. Ferry bridge.
I say. So the ferry bridge. Now, the history of the ferry bridge is rather interesting. Now, they say that if you wait on this bridge long enough, the fairies will come and meet you.
These are like fairy fairies, not like gay men.
No, not, definitely not gay men. Gay British men. No, no, real fairies. The old warriors. There's a nearby castle. They used to come to the bridge, wait for the fairies. One particular... soldier used to go there and wait. He had a fairy come and meet him, take him into the fairy world, marry him, give him a fairy flag. Now, the fairy flag you can go and see. It's in Dunvegan Castle.
You mean it's an actual flag from the fairies that they gave to the student he brought back to the real world?
Yep. It's extremely old.
Fucking eBay! That shit's going... How much security is on this castle, you know? They got a lot of guards and shit?
Not much.
Not much, eh? Smash! National treasure going on eBay.
Now this flag,
fairies
can
have a bet. They can bet on it. You can get it at www.ebay.com.
Authentic fairy flag.
Authentic fairy flag from fairies. Ripped it off. Who's it now?
Dust intact.
Dust intact.
They gave him this flag because it would give him power in battle.
Like how much power?
Well, enough.
Maybe you want to keep it.
Enough not to get hurt.
Ever. Really?
In battle.
Never mind, it's not going on eBay. It's going on my mech.
That helps get other stuff.
Okay, Ed Fungus, you want to make note and mention of that? Somewhere I have the fairy flag on my mecha. Thank you. Impervious. Fairy flag, walk card. We need a fairy flag. Fly, fairy flag, and walk. Win fairy flags and pay cannot be attacked. You need to get through the fairy flag first before you can attack. Perfect. Carry on, sorry.
Every battle they actually went into was very successful. They never, ever lost.
Really?
Never lost.
With this fairy flag. So, and that's all historically documented.
It is, yeah.
And so this flag is, why the fuck did they stop using it?
Well, I guess the wars ran out.
Well, yeah, tell Ireland that.
Yeah. Before that flag for a bit.
I guess seriously. I guess we could use it.
Yeah, fucking any. Why don't they go to Afghanistan? Yo, Osama bin Laden, got my fairy flag. Why don't you suck my mother-loving ass? So, yeah, that'd be it for you, bitch.
It's,
wow.
It's
so that's a physical thing you can go see. That's
a fantastic looking flag. It really is.
Wow, I'd love to see that. I'd love to actually get some, like, do that Shroud of Turin stuff on it and see if it actually,
yeah.
You know, check it out. You know, what's it made of? You know, where is it from? Because, I mean, that'd be some slick shit. So what is the gig with this house? You said you went to this house.
There's a house. It's one of the oldest houses in Britain. It's in Gloucestershire, just north of my hometown of Bristol.
Okay.
Very, very, very haunted.
Very haunted.
Things happen every day.
What?
Every day.
Really?
Every day.
If you go, not many people know about this house, but if you go there, you can feel, see, and hear things.
So what I got to do is I got to lock Sim in there for like 3 months.
Yeah.
When he comes out, like,
I'm a believer.
I'll be like, I'm a believer, fool. I don't know what's going on.
Get some guns.
Gun store.
Yeah. I was caught up in the novelty of the hauntings, and I went there, and I was stood in an upstairs room. There was a landing directly behind me, and wooden stairs leading up to the landing. I heard somebody come up behind me, up the stairs, clunk, clunk, clunk. You know.
Yeah. Pum, 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 pum.
Yep. Looked around, nobody there.
Gun store! Thank you!
Exactly.
Where's the gun store? Nowhere, we're in England.
Fuck!
Gotta go get a prairie flag.
Got
right
some sharp sticks.
Yeah, oh, got
not,
some sharp
not
sticks.
Not too sharp.
Got my kukri in the car. Suck my ass. Suck in my ass. All right.
So there we are. Very, very haunted house. Very, very interesting.
Now, these are all just things that you know about yourself. A cool yeah. site to go check out is 40 and Times. Now, 40 and Times is a killer, killer site. Now, as it would happen, 40 and Times is down. So you go to 40andtimes.com.
Sean Kennedy the Sixth. This is episode number 732.653.663.398.36.1. This is a pirate radio broadcast in Queen's English from sometime after now. By listening to this, you should be advised you're violating your listener's license agreements. You could be subject to suspension of your listener's license. You should disconnect now if you've come across this by accident. That's vitally important that you listen to this. If you're the one who turned this off, you're the one who needs it more than anyone. So light your candles. And may serve to protect us all. What do you say to ghosts who died before you were born? What do you say to people you've never met? What do you say to people who have the only chance of saving you? Maybe preventing you from existing. The purpose of this broadcast is so that you can change the beginning to stop the end. I have so much to tell you. I have so much to try to get across. I hope there's still time. I have no notes, so I'm going to forget a few things. Paper's hard to come by. But not, it's expensive. Being an independent librarian doesn't pay much. Other than, you know, a quick trip to the recycler. I don't know what time it is right now. I mean, I could give you the hour of the day. Doing this at about 22:37. I couldn't tell you exactly what year it is. We're in the springtime now. The sun's just starting to get unbearable. I've been able to avoid it most of the outside. It's hard. I mean, how do I tell you what's going on now? The only way to do it is to try to start from the beginning, if I can ever find out where the beginning is. If I can find out where the beginning is, maybe we can stop the end. Maybe it can't be stopped. But, gotta try. You always gotta try. I suppose the beginning was, well, Y2K. Famous Y2K. Everyone said that the world was going to end. Everyone said that everything was going to go sideways. And it did. the world did end with the year 2000. It's just nobody noticed. Maybe no one cared. We were too distracted by everything going on around us. We were too distracted by our own lives, but the idea is that maybe somehow, some way, everything was going to be okay if we could just change the channel. Big wake up call came on September 11th, the famous 9-1-1-2001. That was the real start of it all. It would have come otherwise, but I guess that was the thing that really put it into perspective. See, at that time, there was terrorist action. They crashed these planes into these two massive towers. They weren't arcologies, but they were big for the time. They were in New York, right now the Eastpac Mecca now stands. Anyway, the towers crashed down, killed a lot of people, a lot of innocent people. It shocked the whole world. Up until that point, the United States was this untouchable, unbreakable thing. It was this force of God. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of terrorists took these multi-billion dollar pieces of machinery and used them against America. The world went mad. Media at that time fanned the fires. Paranoia was everywhere. Everything became terrorism. Not like today. It wasn't enforceable. But they were just whipping it up. Everyone was afraid of the terrorists. If you broke the law, you became a terrorist. The fear that came in was the lubrication to legislate all the civil rights away. People were more concerned with being safe than being free. The Homeland Security Act was passed, allowing government to have absolute power. If you were even antisocial, you were a terrorist. At that time, there was a distinction. Criminals, there was hackers, computer crime. Apparently there was a bunch of terms for them. It was a hacker. I think there was a cracker as well. There was a couple other ones too. There was one involving the phones, which I can't remember. I don't think it's hacker though. Anyway, the Homeland Security Act was the first step in blanketing all of it away, making it all one big happy family of crime. It starts to get a bit fuzzy after that. Time wasn't copywritten at that time, but it was education, misinformation, everything is kind of, it's a little bit sketchy. We don't know what's really happening. But we know after that, all the guns were outlawed in North America. Only the military, only the police had guns. Everyone was talking about safety again. It was all for the safety. Safety of children, safety of this, safety of that. But they never learned from history. It happened before. It happened with Hitler. It happened with the Nazis. It happened time and time again. Every time an empire starts to really dig its heels in, just before they do, they take away all the guns. That's when alternative weapons really hit the mainstream. Swords came back with a vengeance. Martial arts were vilified in the press and the media of the day. Oh, you're learning martial arts? Why? Do you want to hurt people? That's amazing. Anything that could be used to protect yourself was vilified. And we took it. Oh yeah, we took it. We all just accepted it. It was a few years later when the real crackdown came. The listener's license. What a fantastic concept. Can't believe it. See, it happened like this. There's all this piracy. See, everybody was piracy was. Piracy is now what they consider a theft. See, in order to combat piracy, which was getting really rampant, all this information was flowing around. Nobody really liked that. So they wanted it gone. They wanted to get rid of piracy. But they couldn't stop it. The internet was growing every day. No one could stem the flow, so they created the listener's license. It started real easy. See, music, legitimate music to purchase was, say, $20. And then what they did was, if you signed up to get this card, you know, like a loyalty program card of the day, you'd get 75% off. So a $20 CD became a $5 CD. Then you could buy it legitimately. For $20, you could walk out of there with 4 CDs. Amazing. Of course, people were signing up for it. Droves. I mean, why wouldn't you? You could go buy a pirate CD for $6, or you could buy the real thing for $5. Consumers are such mercenaries. So they signed up en masse. 2 years went by. 2 years. And then it became mandatory. See, if you didn't have your listener's license, if you couldn't present your card, well, you weren't able to buy music. Part of the licensing agreement came when you got the card. And all of a sudden, people were out in the cold. But it wasn't just the music, you know. The listener's not license was created by the conglomerates. They all got together. If you wanted to see a movie, hey, if you had your listener's license, you could get in for $2. $2. Oh, you don't have a listener's license? Well, you can't get in. See, they couldn't control the piracy. So they stopped it at its source. If ever you were found to be a pirate, or your computer was ever found to have MP3s that weren't appropriate on it, you were eliminated. Your listener's license was revoked, and you were out of the loop. That's all private enterprise. You don't have a right to music. You never had a right to music. It's all private. No more movies, no more shows. Can't even buy art. Because you could scan it. What if you scan that picture? You know? So, regulation, of course, is always the first step to total domination. But we didn't see that either. We weren't ready for that one. At that time, the listener's license had huge power, not the power it has today. I mean, now, you don't have a valid listener's license. I mean, in our time, you can't do anything. I mean, you're a pirate. You can't possess part of your paperwork. Or your identification. See, the listener's license, after they came out with that, that was a huge step one, but everyone was so focused on the listener's license, they didn't see where the real power play was made. See, everyone was so whipped up in the media again, you know, corporately controlled media. Got everyone focusing on the benefits or the drawbacks, a big debate over the listener's license. But what they didn't see was, it was the regulations that went into play on recording equipment. See, that was the real... I was the one that really came back. They started putting in these standards on microphones, any kind of recording media. If you wanted to record, well, got to adhere to this standard. Because this is the future. We got to make sure the quality's there. Chips were put into place. All recording media became regulated. No listener's license? Well, at the very least, you can't buy recorded media. You can't make your own music if you don't have the listener's license. And this grew to where it's at today, where there's no more cameras. Microphones are gone. All the kit I'm using here, this would get me recycled for sure. So just by listening, unfortunately, you're breaking the law. But if you're still listening, then you probably have it in your head that listening to people talk probably isn't bad, despite what the prompters say. speech should be free. People should be able to talk. There used to be a time when people could sing openly without being worried about licensing. You know, there used to be a time when you'd be able to read a book or tell a story. Of course, the books are gone. You can still lose your license by telling stories. It's a dangerous business being creative. There are a few who knew the dangers that come from that listener's license. There are a few who caught on. But just as, you know, the joke was starting to get up, the impossible happened. The Asian War. Oh, man. Well, the beginning of it, it didn't actually start in Asia. It started in the Middle East. There's a whole lot of information that nobody gets. No one knows who started it. It was Israel. Or apparently there was a country called Pakistan and Palestine and a bunch of other ones. No one knows who started it. The most destructive conflict, man-made conflict, the world had ever seen. See, what happened was is that one day, out of the blue, someone set off a bomb. Thermonuclear device. It was a big one. There's different chaining reports, people. You know, they said it was anywhere between 1 and 5 megatons. I've heard people even say it was 8 megatons. It went off. And all the Middle East was caught in this big firestorm. People were still watching television when the other bombs went into the air. Missiles, huge. Maybe they were launched when the bomb was coming, but altogether something like 13 nuclear bombs went off. The government had satellites in space to try and stop this very thing. They hit them. Shot them with these lasers, I guess, from the satellites. But of course, everybody knows that they had these lasers in space, so the bombs were armed once they left, you know, airspace. That was it. They were armed, and when the lasers hit them, well, they just detonated in the atmosphere, right in the ozone layer. And despite what anyone tells you, that's the truth as to how we lost it. Nobody knew it was going to happen. Nobody knew that that would have been the great cataclysm. Our great achievement of technology. We were all scared the nukes were going to kill us all. We just didn't know how they were going to do it. The bombs that went off in the ozone layer started a chain reaction. Burned off 95% of our ozone layer. I heard a stat. Somebody said it was 95%. Other people say it was 50%, 40%. I don't know. But with those bombs flying around. See, because everything was regulated, all the knowledge was regulated. The real killer of it all is that they didn't tell us. They never told us that the ozone layer was gone. And then the people started to die. Great plague. Third world nations were wastelands. Some people would go out in the mornings and they just die right there in the fields. And they came and got them that evening. They were open sores on them. The water around them steaming. It wasn't even bugs. The whole ecology just went for hell. The rainforest started to die. Everything started to die right then and there. But Nobody was willing to admit it was the ozone. Everyone just said fallout. It was all the fallout. Right then and there that America cut the guts out of the gas nations of the Middle East. Any chance they had for any kind of economy was toast. They knew that the gas flow was going to stop, so they put their plan into effect. Through the wonders of military technology, we developed the modern-day waste gas machine. That's what the cars run on here. Any combustion engine runs on waste gas. Waste gas is a gasoline made from any kind of organic substance. I don't know the chemistry or the science behind it. You take anything organic, essentially, especially any kind of meat, put it in here and it makes fuel. They were used for tanks and whatnot. So conversion kits were selling like hotcakes. Everyone was putting these things out. Motorcycles went through the roof. Everyone was using a bike. Which was funny. You'd think that having bikes all that time would have been great, but we didn't have the ozone layer, so people had to drive around in these armor-clad, spacesuit-looking things. Those were the first EnviroSuits. Shortly after that, the Great Plague came. This was a combination disease, the Great Plague. The Great Plague. Even today, they're still fighting over what it was. What is the Great Plague? What is that? See, all the toxins that were already in our bodies, we didn't start with the ozone layer. We were poisoning ourselves long before that with hormones and stuff we were doing to meat. Pharmaceutical companies were powerless to stop it. I mean, they claimed everything from food being tampered with to terrorism to fallout. Blame it on the fallout. I really kicked it on the organic growers, too, because they weren't keeping with technology. Organic food went on a total dive. Of course, with the ozone layer gone, demand for food was like never before. The first dome farms were starting to be built, but it was never enough. And that's when they started giving us scraps. See if I can remember what that stands for now. What is it? I think it's a synthetically created ration provision, or a rationed provision. Scraps. Yeah, generic food for the masses. The only thing that it was said it was made out of was consumables. Consumables for consumers. Once upon a time, you were able to grow apples in your yard. Without any licensing or regulation, you could just grow an apple tree. Not anymore. I can't remember the last time I had a meal that wasn't out of a bag. Corporations were cleaning up. With the plague going through the United States, 50 million people died in 4 years between the sun and the disease. And that was when the first burning booths went out. It was a sanitation thing. You stuff the bodies in, burns it down to its base chemicals, and you get the $1.86 worth. Out of a little slot on the side. Huge lineups of people. Trucks. stacked high with as many bodies as they could find. Just waiting to cash them in. You could make $100 a day if you worked 9 hours burning bodies. But the cash in center of the streets got clean pretty fast. That's where the first human resources companies came into play. That's where they got their startup cash. Burning bodies of the dead, killed by the plague. Of course, the corporations were making a killing. With all the smaller competitors' companies not able to look after their staff, they just started snacking them up. There's more megacorps made in a 10-year span. Companies that were megacorps lost all their power and new ones were created overnight. People who did know the ozone were gone. Well, the first arcologies are made. Towers, glass, and steel protect us all, keep us all safe, provided you were employed. If you were employed, you got to live in the arcology. You got to use their filtration system. Oh, yeah. And you take part of their company's licensing. Always a concern with licensing. Of course, now entertainment had taken a far more sinister tone. Everything was war. Nobody even knew how to stop it. Nobody knew what to. So the entertainment reflected that. They started filming basic training and sending in camera crews with special forces team. War, live and direct. Filming people getting shot. Filming fallout. It's great TV. They had sport, nationalism, hatred, a feeling of superiority, all bred into one convenient primetime special. By the time this had all happened, any thought of tracking the internet was gone. No one even knows how far it reached. It is still growing. Somehow I doubt it. It's possible. Monks say it still is. But to go with the listener's license, finally a full-fledged dream of the World Licensing Organization was created. And they set the standards for all things. Once they were established, all the megacorps, what was left of the United Nations, they couldn't stop them. So they began to copyright everything. Behind closed doors, nobody had a say. Queen's English is copywritten. That's why I try not to keep my street slang down to a bare minimum. It's not just language, though. It's every word, every image, program, software, everything's owned. That was when they stopped teaching us how to read. Of course, if you were employed, part of a company's licensing scheme, oh yeah, you learned how to read. For us fringers out here, there's no hope for you. Every idea is owned. And a whole new line of buzzwords. Unlicensed knowledge is pornography. Unregulated media is propaganda. Sharing is theft. All those catchy little slogans. If it wasn't for the WLO, maybe we had a chance. Maybe the government could have stood up to them. But when the WLO went in, that was... I think that was really the end. That was the last of it. That was the final nail. Government's based on a legal system. Businesses use that legal system to take out the government. Oh, sure, we still got our government now. you know, they're nothing more than just a human resources tool. Keep the fringers out. Cities turning into wastelands, everybody moved in lures. The sun was killing anyone left outside. But like all survivors, we found a way to adapt. Mostly just walking around with layers and layers and layers of clothing like the nomads in the desert used to do. I try to imagine what the cities looked like at that time. I try to imagine what it must have been like. These huge, bleached out, white sheets of concrete and tinted glass. Occasionally individuals scuffling quickly out of doors. Cars with tinted glass. Slowly going up and down the streets. Occasionally someone would fall over. Start having convulsions. I'd barely even stop moving before a truck would show up and five Bedouin-looking types would jump out and throw the body still twitching in the back of the truck. The guy was worth $2 to him dead. There's no reason to try to save him. Hospitals stopped treating plague. I mean, if you had the money, you were okay, but most of the cops set up perimeters around the hospitals. Emergency services were never available for the poor, not for the homeless. Of course, with the licensing regulations, you couldn't be a doctor and just work on your own. Oh, there was doctors who did. The greats, you know. I mean, everyone still talks about good old Carl Granberg. Dr. Carl Granberg. If you haven't heard of Dr. Carl, he was he's a guy who set up a hospital all on his own out on the fringes. Well, that was the early stages of the fringes. I mean, before the arcologies really nailed down what the fringes were, he went to the outskirts. I think it was Chicago at that time. Anyway, found this old concrete plant, set up a hospital there. It's kept secret for close to 5 years. God knows how many people we helped. Some people still pray to him, like he's a saint. Dr. Carl. I think I've got one of his books. Somewhere. And everybody ripping each other off. Eventually, of course, well, they ran out of people. And it just turned into a wasteland. And that was when China moved in. They just marched right in there, sent their troops into toxic spills so bad. But China kept sending their troops in. The big red machine. That was when America really got scared. See, they could use media to get the populace, the ones who mattered, behind them. It was a big business war. So now, with the scare of the big red machine, people were volunteering to stop that. They had an enemy, finally. Someone, not just these specific little groups. Any human rights for the soldiers went out the window. Biomedical experimentation, super soldier serums, genetic modification, DNA modification. It was all the order of the day. Thousands and thousands and thousands of these bright-eyed, bushy-tailed 19-year-old kids are strapped down to cold laboratory tables, jacked with God knows what. Of course, the media listed their more successful transformations as superheroes. Look at this. Johnny can lift 5 tons. Johnny will only live 12 months, but Johnny can lift 5 tons. It was a freak show. Treating these kids with drugs to take radiation, but the drugs would kill them in 10 years. But that's okay, we're not worried about the long term. Enough people survive to keep killing, keep the war alive, keep the war effort going. War is good for business. Business was doing well. Cities became nothing more than, well, the megas. What was the first mega? I think it was the East Pac mega. Eastern Pacific. Mega city. The great achievement of our time. These huge towers. People could live without ever going outside. You never needed to worry about filtration. You never needed to worry about your water. You never needed to worry about that sun burning you to death. I remember they said you don't have to worry about mosquitoes, but, well, mosquitoes are long since history. That wasn't really mosquitoes I was worried about at that time. It was more making sure that my body didn't rot off my bones. That was the big one. That was the thing that had me interested in the mega. And even at that time, with the first megas going up, they never admitted. They still would not admit that the ozone layer was gone. It would still fall out. Still fall out. The Asian War came to an end, and the Chinese bloodline was set up in Europe. The soldiers that did come home, those that lived past, you know, 2 years, most of them were all discharged with a handshake and a medal. And in a way, in a sick way, I suppose it was good that the arcologies were up, because, you know, most of them went to work as corp cops. They were still, you know, usable as any kind of functional resource for them. The arcologies had their own police forces inside the buildings. Security forces making sure that espionage was under control. Not stopped, just under control. Big money to be made in the corporate espionage business. You got the right files, man, you can make money. That's a whole nother game, though. Instead of having 50-some-odd nations to do spies with, you've got thousands of them. A lot of the soldiers that came back were modified to be able to live in that kind of radiation. I hear that there's camps on top of some of the arcologies where no one goes, so security forces don't go up there. Some of the buildings, they've actually got, like, camps. How about the cityscapes where these guys live and breathe and work? Get food. Out in the wastelands, there's installations run by colonels. And I heard tell of a legion of them running around in the wastelands. Apparently there's a fellow that named Prophet runs a, it's this huge mass of vehicles, all runs on waste gas, and they drive around looking for God or something. I don't really know. I mean, it's kind of a legend. Some of the pilots, they talk about it. I don't know for sure. I've heard stories. It's kind of ironic. Technology's progressed so far now, we don't even know what's real and what's an idea anymore. I've heard stories of cyborgs, completely bipedal walking synthetic people. I've heard stories of anti-gravity tanks. I've heard stories of everything that's mentioned in the science fiction books. I've heard of it. But there's no way to confirm who has what technology because all of it's locked down. Nobody knows who's got what. It's ironic that in a time when technology is so strong, there's so many people who still have no idea. The final hurdle, of course, was time. I got conquered just a few years ago, I guess. I mean, I can't say for sure. I've got no data. It's just what I hear. The way that the people can hear this in the past is apparently they take some signal and they do something with it. Accelerate the frequency and using light or something. I don't know how it works, but they can transport electric frequencies and light back and forth through time. Some say that's what the UFOs were. All throughout history, it was people in the future throwing these bright balls of light back in time. But I don't know if we can do more than that. I don't know if some of the books I have, I've read about people talking about abductions and cattle mutilations and all sorts of stuff. I hope I'm making some kind of sense. I mean, it'd be easier if I could write a book. You know, I could just tell you what's happening. Of course, well, books, writing a book. I don't know why we call them books anymore. Writing a book. What are you doing reading a book? Everything's all on tablets now. There's no books or currency now, especially on the fringes, hard currency. You got technical manuals, anything like that. You can trade that for a lot of scrap, man. Books can keep you alive. I guess if I were to just say the heck with it and stop being a librarian, I could probably wouldn't have to worry about eating for a couple of years. So what do you got at the end of it, though? I mean, there's nothing to rebuild. See, books are recycled. They use the material for whatever they can. It's hard to regulate a book. You see, you can't see who reads it. There's no licensing agreement in the table of contents. You just open the page, you begin to read. It's the strength of books. That's what terrifies them. Paperless age. That's why mine is the most heinous of crimes. I'm a librarian. Sharing is theft, so I'm a vendor of stolen property to help those who can. I can. I'm not ashamed to say that I have taught 42 people how to read Queen's English. I can't speak any other languages. I'd like to learn well. Teaching 42 people to read is probably the greatest thing I've ever done. Probably shouldn't broadcast for too much more. I'm running out of time. It's not good to broadcast for too long from a location. Oh, the cops don't really care that much about murder or open gunfire, provided it's not too near the arcologies, but if the corpoliticals go and they send them out here, they'll find me. Cops here exist as shock troops only. I mean, the actual governmental police. They only respond to the massive violence or the corporate crimes. You could kill your wife and throw her body in the street. Hell, someone come by and throw her in a burn booth, you wouldn't even have to worry about it. But if you're doing a broadcast, playing music, well, yeah. You better believe it. be down here in their armed personnel carriers, and they'd be out there, and you'd be dragged away, never to be seen from again. There's a couple of pirate stations run by the gangs in the inner city. Not inside the arcologies, of course, but where you get in your city core, you've got the... Well, it's different in every mega. There's different gangs run different blocks, and... You know, it's all black market commerce. Commerce is another thing. I mean, I've got so much to tell you about it, I just can't. I want to get it all in. I suppose I should tell you a little bit about where we're at now. I'm sorry it's so broken. I wish I could be more solid with you. I don't. See, the way the megas are now is they've got these, your typical megas. Stack of 50 or 60 massive arcology towers. And then you've got smaller corp buildings and sparse in between them, like some kind of weird. Then you got everything circled in rings. Because of what I do, I'm able to get inside the arcologies, but that's a whole other story. But just on the outside. On the inside, you've got, you know, corporations running these private little cities. All the legal stuff that goes on there. It's this twisted, surrealistic, everything's okay. Logos plastered on everything. Most wild propaganda you've ever seen in your life. They'll do anything from stuff from going outside to people of the arcologies. I mean, Arkers are just, they're afraid of it. I've heard, you know, if people get removed from the arcology, they're given a choice. They can either go outside or they can just go straight to a burn booth. And they give them a good credit for their family, you know. Of course, outside the arcs, you got, there's an immediate mega core. I mean, that's... All the streets are vendors and gangs and thugs and prostitution, and it's like this huge, I'm trying to describe it in a way that, it's an area of sound and fury and sex and noise and explosions and desperation, always desperation everywhere. Feel it clawing at your eyes. Getting a bit further out on the fringes, it gets a little easier. Areas that used to be neighborhoods and trash piles. There's a few neighborhoods left, mostly ex-gated communities taken over by independent policing communities. People trying to survive, you know. And then in the far fringe, well, that's where all the wreckage is put. They just take the waste from the arcs and the inner communities and they run them with the trash decks out to the fringe and dump it. Most people out here have... Well, then we all live in cars. Most of them don't run anymore. We're on foot a lot of the time. Try to stay down during the day. Go out mostly at night. Even with the sunscreen, it doesn't really help. Apparently, they used to make sunscreen as a... Sunscreen was a lotion. Today, there's actually a fabric called sunscreen. The arcs use it on their windows, and if they have an outdoor function, they'll go and they'll put the sunscreen up so that this is huge sheets of the stuff. That's worth money. If you can get sunscreen, well, you can trade that for just about anything out here. Big bucks. fake box. Status now is really strange. Things that people used to take for granted are now status. It's unbelievable. It's like having hair. I mean, if you've got a good head of hair, well, that's something. It means you're healthy, for one. Two, you can look after it. Most of the Yorkers only have hair. I can't remember the last time I had hair. It's unsanitary anyway. At least that's what they tell you. Of course, that's not true for Carcass. My man, Carcass. That's my big status symbol. I got a dog. I can tell you more about him later, but poor old Carcass, he's... I don't know if you can call it hair. That's what happens when the military gen jokes you. Kind of run out of things to say right now. So much more I've got to give you. I just wanted to give you a heads up. I'll talk to you soon. I should get going. Been here for too long. This is Independent Librarian Dynamic, Sean Kennedy VI, broadcasting from a 1961 theory at an unknown grid. Please help me.
And there you have it, guys. That's the first new show that we're going to be running here on Rant Radio. That's going to be coming out on Tuesday nights. And that was something that I've been planning on doing ever since we started on the whole static thing about 4 weeks ago. We just disconnected from the IRC. The IRC is
for what? We're still okay, I believe, but the IRC, we've disconnected.
The IRC is completely...
Oh, I'll just keep talking.
Oh, well. Yeah, it's Monday. Yes, but so it's on Tuesday nights. Next Tuesday, the next episode is going to be airing. Pardon me? Did I say Tuesday or Monday?
Well, it's going to be Tuesday, regardless. It's Monday today.
It's Monday today, but the next episode is airing on Tuesday night. So do not tune in next next week and expect more static, because the static, of course, was obviously a dupe. It was all just something we did to try to, well, to try to keep people... so that they're informed. I can't get on the IRC, so I'm sure people are receiving this broadcast. Never mind the one from the future or whatever. Maybe we...
If not, maybe get in the archives.
Get in the archives. The cool thing is what this is that with all the talk of Tariff 22 and CARP, and, of course, I've been talking about this kind of stuff happening for a very long time. And I've been talking a lot about, you know, the way the world is going, and being a large fan of post-apocalyptic stuff myself, being a large fan of that whole world, the Blade Runner world and everything, I wanted to get it out to you guys so you could see a way this new concept of the show I have. Now, there's no swearing in it. This is something you can actually give to your parents. This is something you can actually give to people. You can give to kids. You can give to whoever. And they can listen to it, your teachers, whatever. And it's a method for you to show them what we already know. I'm doing it. It's going to be episodic. I have intentions to do many, many episodes of this, and what happens is I record them, I go over them like you would not believe, and then I give them to Sim, and he does all the magic. Everything that you hear in there, the background, all that noise, that's all post-production by Sim.
Yep. It was not live.
It was not live. It was not a live broadcast. We just sat back in the RC and watched what everyone was saying. And I was so nervous about this, guys. Like you have no idea how much work I've put into this, the notes and the world I've created and everything.
Both Sean and I's heart and soul went into this project.
Yeah, and this is going to be the new show. Now, even one of the reasons why I did it.
A new show, not the new show.
Yeah, no, it is a new show. We are still doing the Sean Kennedy Show. It's still Monday nights. You'll still be able to tune in, hear me rant and rave and swear and all the rest of it. And Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock, the static will cut in, and you'll be able to tune into the future.
Sean Kennedy Chronicles.
Listen to the Sean Kennedy Chronicles, Tales from the After Now. And, you know, I think it'll be great, because if Tariff 22 goes through It's a downloadable thing, and if people listen, there'll be a new episode every week. They're about an hour long each, and you can listen to them back-to-back. They're going to be in pretty much chronological order. This one here gives you a bit of background, a bit of history, and the next one, already got it done.
And you can have it.
And you can have it.
You'll have to wait.
And you'll have to wait. Now, the copies, there's a couple of different copies. There's the really good copies, which we cannot post on the site because the bandwidth will just be too big. Okay.
Eat it all up, yeah.
But what we're going to do is ask around, and people will have the good copies. The good copies, these are made to be listened to on headphones. Okay.
Yes.
We do some very cool stuff with... we found some audio programs that have brainwave synchronization, and we put in like these really 2 hertz low delta wave brainwave synchronization on headphones, and it's very, very cool. So that when you listen to it on headphones, it'll just be like, oh, you know, it's very, very neat. There's all the stereophonic effects on the good copy, not on this one, but on the good copy. There's, you know, the chopper comes in over your head and flies away and all that kind of jazz. Like, Sim really outdid himself.
Yeah, they're all done in Doppler effect, so it actually does sound like the chopper is going exactly where it is going.
Yeah, so it's very, very cool. So if you wanted to, you know, if you can't sleep one night, you climb up on your roof and throw on the headphones, drop on the MP3 player, and I'll take you into the after now and tell you about how fucked up our world got. Without swearing. Because that's the whole idea. It's a serious thing. I enjoy doing Rant Radio. I enjoy doing the broadcast. And I'm scared, guys. I'm scared that, you know, they're going to silence me. And this is a way that I can keep getting the message out. I can keep broadcasting and keep having things for you to enjoy. And down the road, yeah, I have every intention of writing books based in this world. And that is something that if you like the world, I can give you the episodes for free. We'll make them for free. We'll give them to you for free. And if you want to support what I'm doing, you can buy the books. And but don't dog me about the books, okay, because it's going to be a little while. And because I've got to make sure that I'm not going to turn out crap. And I want to make sure that my product is there. But in the meantime, in between time, it is all my world. It's all my stuff. And the only reason why I'd ask people not to write books based on my world is not because I want to retain intellectual copyright stuff. It's because I don't want people to contradict what I'm doing because I'm revealing the world bit by bit.
And Star Wars world.
Yeah, and if you reveal too much, it's huge, right? Like, I've got all the politics and the arcologies and server monks and the future, what happens to the goths and the punk crowd. I mean, I've got it all. And this is a chance for me to show off a little bit more of my creative side because I've seen so much out there of all your guys' stuff. Like, guys like, you know, Justin from Goon Squad, and they just, you know, they do such amazing stuff. And I just don't give enough to you people to really, you know, I mean, I come in here and I rant, rave, and scream. But this is a method for us to make sure that we cannot be silenced, that what we're doing cannot be stopped, that these programs will keep going on. Even if they shut us down broadcasting, I will still continue to make these shows, the Sean Kennedy Chronicles, Tales from the After Now.
They can go to peer-to-peer networks and be distributed everywhere.
Kazaa and distribute them, and we can put it out there. And this is something that, you know, we can put out. I will not charge for the episodes. We might have the episodes up on good format for you to purchase a CD if you want, but it'll be very inexpensive.
People who have, like, modems that can't download it.
A couple of things we're going to need, though. If people got any art that they want to do of a bald 180-pound Sean Carey wearing welding goggles and a huge mutant dog, and any art you guys want to do, we're going to be making a new segment on the website. If you want to put together an HTML page that we can use temporarily because we don't have a page for it, but there's going to be a whole new program. So this is going to be your new Tuesday night fix, guys, so that, you know, you got Monday night, you got me, and then Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, you've got the Sean Kennedy Chronicles, where you can download it. And Wednesday on Hump Day, during the day, you can listen to the newest episode. And it'll be really cool because I'm really happy because I'm able to do this. And, it's a very cool feeling to sit there and watch 75 people in the IRC and nobody's saying a word and everybody's just listening to what you're doing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not just about screaming. Like, I've got a lot of stuff going on in the old gray matter upstairs, so it's kind of fun that I get to do what I really enjoy doing. It's funny because I used to talk about Clive Barker, you know?
Yeah.
And Clive Barker wanted to be a fantasy writer so bad, you know, but he's an awesome horror writer, and I wanted to be a horror writer so bad,
please.
But I'm a cyberpunk guy. And I just...
forced into it.
Yeah, and there's nobody doing cyberpunk anymore. I mean, Neal Stephenson, yeah, he still does some stuff, but he's kind of going way off into the hard sci-fi stuff now. And, you know, Gibson hasn't done anything in a while, and Bruce Sterling's now writing, you know, office furniture reviews for Wired. You know, what happened there? Neil, what are you doing?
So this brings together Sean and my talents and just
the whole
bring
world
to a focus.
Yeah, so it's very, very cool.
and it gives me a chance to have an outlet to put something a little bit more creative of it. But do not worry. We are going to keep broadcasting the Sean Kennedy Show. That is going to be up there. I'm sorry I can't see the IRC because we're down. I hope people are even receiving us. I hope so. Are we broadcasting? Do we know?
I don't know.
We don't know?
At this point. Very doubtful.
Can we get on the web?
No. I think we're off, but hey, they'll get this later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we're hooked off the internet.
Yep.
Really?
Unfortunately.
Delta.
They got to us.
I didn't say anything. Wow, that's really crappy.
Yes, it is.
Are you going to have to go soon or what?
I can't solve this problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not in that kind of...
Well, it's pretty timing, pretty good timing on how
yeah,
it cut
it,
out,
they,
though.
They got most of the show, I think.
Yeah.
Up to, like, last couple minutes they missed. So they'll have to get it when it's downloadable.
Yeah, so when you guys download this and you listen to it, the shows, that we will make them available for download with the static and everything, and check it out. If you liked the show, you thought it was a lot of fun, you enjoyed it, you know, drop me an email if you got any comments, if you want to call me an asshole for doing it, or, you know, if you want me to keep doing it or whatever. Just give me a call or give me an email.
give him a call.
Give me a
call. At 604.
Yeah, shut up. At theman@rantradio.com. And I'll be more than happy to, you know, take a look at what's going on and what people say and all the rest of it. So that's about it. I would read out the RC, but it's gone. Somebody set us up the bomb.
It's all gone.
Yeah, so there it is. It's a good thing I was doing this. Cause imagine if we cut off early in the show.
Oh, people would go
fucking insane.
They would go mad.
Yeah.
People would phone up. Next year, phone up, go, are you guys okay?
Yeah. Nixter, how crazy are you listening to this through your cell phone? Holy crap.
God.
I mean, that's pretty high praise.
You're missing the Delta brainwaves stuff.
Yeah.
Through the cell phone. It doesn't translate.
I mean, that's very cool.
Yeah.
So until next week, guys, the next Sean K show is going to be about wireless anarchy. It is going to be, I've got some really good links for you. And then Tuesday night is the second episode of the Sean Kennedy Chronicles, Tales from the Afternoon.
That's right.
And Professor Scott Harker was brought in here purely as a dupe.
Wow, I feel so important.
The proper format to listen to the show, in case you're wondering, is to sit alone in the dark by yourself with a candle, feeling
with
very...
With headphones.
With headphones on, feeling very bleak. Because let me tell you, baby, like, I have got bleak down to an art form. I've got bleak on tap over here.
So the next one will be broadcast at 128K because it will not be sort of pseudo-live, right? We broadcast this sort of live through the show.
Oh, I see.
So you'll get the full effects of everything.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah, yeah.
At 128K, so
yeah, very nice.
You can rip it or do whatever you like.
That's
and,
right.
And so
there's your opportunity.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, so yeah, that's the best way to do it. And please, you know, hand it out to people. Let them know what we're doing, who we are, because if
it'll
they silence us, then we're done.
And it'll fit on a CD.
And it will, yeah, that's the other idea, is to make a WAV file CD, hand it out at your school. A lot of these people might dig it and be like, wow, that's really cool. And, you know, episode number one, two,
guess
three.
What? There's more.
And there's a lot more. And you just keep coming back, and I'll give you as much as I can, guys, because, well, that's what I do. So let's say goodbye around the room tonight.
Around the room.
Around the room.
That's all we can do.
All right, so I'm glad you guys liked it. Oh, there goes the phone. Who's that?
Are you guys okay? Did the static get you?
Yeah, who's that?
What area code's that from?
281. I think it's CyberTech. I'm not going to answer it, though. Well, it's just going to be broadcasting.
Yeah. But we're almost done here. Don't worry.
No worries. Actually, I think I will. Hello. Hello. Oh, no, I missed him.
Crap. Oh, well. Crap. You'll hear it in the archives that you tried to answer the phone.
He's probably giving me a call to help me... This guy knows everything.
Everything.
Oh, yeah, he's very cool.
So not only are you the fucking man, you will be the fucking man from the future.
So well, Kennedy will never die.
Always will be the fucking man.
Yeah, we'll get in there. And next episode, I talk a little bit more about, you know, everything. So
yeah,
it just
never ends.
If you listen to it, it is designed to be in chronological order. So if you listen to each episode, the world gets more and more and more detailed with more and more and more stories. And baby, I got a binder full of them. So don't you worry. This is the kind of stuff I've been working on ever since I was playing Dungeons and Dragons in the 80s. So I got, like, you know, 20 some odd years of stories for you. And if you guys like them, let me know, and I'll keep doing it.
Oh yeah.
All right, so good night for me, and go ahead.
Good night for me. Thank you for the crumpets.
And, Sam, I guess...
I have crumpets, actually.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
So we'll have some crumpets.
I can catch them with my stick.
Anything last things you want to say, Sam?
No, just goodbye and come join us.
Yeah, I guess so. And, hey, especially tonight, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join